Hello and welcome to The Kim Porter Show, a podcast where I help you get the life and business that you really want. In today's episode, we're talking all about goal setting because a dream without a plan is just a wish. I've seen firsthand how this works in my own business. In 2012, I have done a vision and goal setting workshop. For the first time ever, I sat down and actually created goals for my business. And I went from just 6 weddings booked in 2012 to 50 weddings booked by 2015. So I believe that this stuff truly works, and I hope that you'll give it a try. So if you've been listening, in episode 4 had you write down everything that you wanted in your life, and now we're going to organize and create goals from that list. So you're going to need 5 sheets of paper or a notebook. The first page is going to be your 1-year goals. The second page is going to be your 3-year goals. The third page is going to be your 5-year goals, and the fourth page, your 10-year goals. And on each page is going to be categories. You're going to have personal, relationships, career, financial, spiritual or religious, and health. So if you want to buy a house, that's going to go under personal. So if you want to buy a house in 3 years, you're going to go to the 3-year page and under personal, put buy a house. If you want to become an author, put that under career. If you want to make 7 figures, put that under financial. If you want to meditate daily, put that under spirituality. If you want to run a marathon, put that under health. So write down and organize all of your goals into these categories on the year that you would like to achieve them. If you have some less than 1-year goals, like say you have a 6-month goal, still put that under the 1-year category because we're going to start to focus in on those 1-year goals. So for each individual goal, I want you to look at that goal, read it out loud, and think about why it is important to you. Really think about what it would feel like to accomplish that goal. What would your life look like once you accomplished it? So you've probably heard of SMART goals, right? Specific, measurable, actionable, relevant, time-bound. These are great tips for creating goals, but you really need to anchor in feelings for each goal. You need to know your why. So now that you've created feelings for each individual goal, grab that 5th sheet and let's start to break down your 1-year goals into actionable and achievable steps. So let's say one of your goals is to start a business. Maybe you want to start a photography business, and let's assume you already have the equipment and the knowledge. What else do you need to achieve this goal? So we're going to break down the goals into steps. And we're going to break down this goal, this one big goal of starting a business, into steps. And so we're going to write down how long you would think it would take to achieve. So for instance, step 1, you're going to apply for a business license. And next to that, you're going to put a day, because that could be done pretty quickly in a day. Step 2, you're going to create your social media accounts. That could be done within an hour. Number 3, create your logo and branding. You could do the custom route, or you could get a logo from Etsy within 2 days. Number 4, you're going to launch a website. Once again, you could do custom, or you could do a DIY like Squarespace and be done within 2 weeks. And number 5, you're going to order business cards and brochures. Once you have your logo, that could be done within a week. So the point is, for each of these steps, is to not get stuck. It's to not get stuck on one big goal and think, oh, that seems too big, too hard. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to, you know, where do I even start? If you have steps under each of these 1-year goals, it will feel like you can accomplish it. You know what you're doing. You know you have a list, a checklist here. So the point is to not get stuck. So you took one big goal that seemed scary and broke it down into 5 easy steps. And you could see in just a few weeks, you could have your own photography business. So this will work for any goal. But just stick to your 1-year goals so that you don't feel overwhelmed and you don't feel like you have too much on your plate. And each step you complete that gets you closer to accomplishing your big goal, check it off and do a little happy dance, because we should celebrate the big and the small wins. So if you have any questions, please shoot me a message. You can email me at info@kimportertv. And if you like this episode, please share it. And if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe to The Kim Porter Show on Apple iTunes. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.